Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here in studio on Leaders Portfolio. We are, to remind you, we're now accepting applications for this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. We just announced them. We're recognizing top businesses and business leaders with their commitment to leadership. Maybe you know someone. Maybe you have a client who is deserving of Leadership Business of the Year, or maybe you have a colleague who deserves to be Business Leader of the Year, or maybe you think you deserve it. Well, we encourage you to apply. We love these this competition because it encourages companies to think about leadership, or ones that have already been thinking about leadership to be rewarded for it. And so find applications at leadersportfolio.com. Well, now we are in studio with the president of Bock2Rock, Mr. Brian Gross. And Bock2Rock has music school franchises throughout Maryland and Virginia. It's a 2011 Inc. 500 company, ranking 332. And I want to welcome you, Brian, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
Now, Bock2Rock, Bock2Rock was founded in 2006. You were brought in as VP of marketing in 2008. And then at some point you transitioned to presidency.
Yes, I took over as president in early 2010, January 2010. My first 2 years, I was overseeing the marketing efforts for that business as well as another company owned by our parent organization, Cambridge Information Group. It's a family-owned private equity company that invests in information and education businesses. Bock2Rock is one of their businesses. And in early 2010, we wanted to take the business in a different direction. When it was founded in 2006, it was founded by a Juilliard-trained middle school music teacher, as well as a person that worked at Cambridge Information Group who happened to be a professional musician, but was also in the university education space. And when they took over running the business, they were incredibly creative, and they had great foresight as to what this concept could be. But in terms of the day-to-day operations of running a retail service-based business, that wasn't necessarily their background. And so I had spent a number of years at Sylvan Learning Centers as well as having my own business. And I was brought in to sort of help mold and shape what our concept would be as we look to roll it out and grow it nationally, either through corporate-owned stores or through franchises.
Excellent. And you and so you came knowing that was going to be the goal.
Yes. I mean, we certainly debated in the early years whether we would own them all ourselves, whether we would franchise them, or it would be some mix of the two. So when I joined in 2008, it wasn't 100% determined which growth rate we would take, but we definitely saw this as a nationwide, even international concept. You know, the one nice thing about music is it's not tied to a particular language, English, for example. So you can easily take this to, you know, countries outside of America and grow the business internationally.
Wow. And your goal is how many?
We would love to get to about 400 in the U.S. And then internationally, we haven't even put a number on it, but probably an equal number internationally.
And you have right now six company owned with nearly a dozen that are coming in the franchise phase.
Yeah, we have six company-owned stores. We just finished at the end of last year all of the requirements to become a franchisor. There's a lot of state and federal steps that you have to go through, and we finished that. So we've built up our pipeline now, and we have a number of candidates in the final stages of signing their franchise agreements, which would then give them franchise rights to open territories up and down the East Coast.
The federal and state steps, is it unique to this type of business, or is it for any franchise? You just always need to do it.
Yeah, it's for any franchise. Interestingly enough, there are slightly more than a dozen states that have their own requirements, and the rest sort of are unified. A lot of the states that we are either in or interested in to start are all the individual states, so Maryland, Virginia, New York. So just because of geographically where we
were. The high net worth, because you're going after high net worth who can afford music industry lessons.
Absolutely. And you know, just because of where we wanted to start our business growth from, there was some extra work. You know, if we had wanted to start in the Midwest, for example, there might not have been as many states that we would have had to go through that with. But our goal, at least for the next 6 to 12 months, is to do the East Coast and then spread west.
Okay. And the thing that's unique for, you know, for our listeners hearing this about your business model is that you teach a student a lesson and then you offer them jam sessions. So then they play and then they get to perform publicly and be in a band.
Absolutely.
An opportunity they may never really get apart from your school.
Yeah, I think what differentiates us from, for example, someone coming to your home and giving you private lessons, or many of the mom and pop, we'll call them, music schools that are throughout the country, is our philosophy is about bringing students together. So just taking a private lesson, and I'm actually the poster child for why we do what we do. I took guitar lessons for a little over a year and a half growing up. My mom thought it was important that I experience music. I picked guitar because it seemed like the coolest of the instruments at the time. But I had a person come to my home. I practiced by myself. I played with her once a week. It was a very isolating experience. And, you know, I found myself longing to get outside and go play with my friends. And after complaining to my mom for a year, she finally let me stop. And I never had to pick up an instrument again. That's not really the experience that we probably want for our kids. I have three children of my own, when we think, oh, great, we're going to give them this enriching experience, music, it's good for brain development, it's, you know, it's cultural, all that. So what we're most interested in at Bach to Rock is taking that private lesson experience, but then quickly getting them into a group environment. And whether that's a classical ensemble, a jazz ensemble, a rock band, a glee choir, whatever it may be, when you start putting them with other kids, we translate it into a team sports concept. So you now go from, you know, an isolating practice of just shooting hoops by yourself in the backyard to now you're on the court with other players and you're learning to play the game, or you're playing the game. And then part of our curriculum is working on original songwriting and getting kids into the studio and recording either original work or covers of other work. And yes, performance is a huge component of our business. All of our kids get out and play in public, whether it's the local coffee shop or at venues like the 930 Club down in Washington, D.C., where we just had 100 bands play over 3 days in January.
Now, so the kind of the ease of how of this business idea is a blessing, but it's a curse because your model is replicatable. But would you argue that you have so many lessons learned and profit, you know, and lost kind of money that therefore it's not as replicatable as you would think?
Well, it's interesting whether it's replicatable or not. You know, currently there's no national branded music school concept. There just isn't. The closest thing to it would be the School of Rock that has a small number of units. But they are exclusively rock and roll, exclusively late middle high school age kids, and they have a very niche market.
You're first to market in your, because no one else is really doing what you're doing. So you
right,
also
there's
think
no
well,
one
first to
that
market.
Has the breadth of offerings that we have. So we actually have an early childhood program. So we start with toddlers. We go all the way up to adults. In fact, we work with senior citizens. We'll go into retirement communities and do lessons and performances with them. We also go from genres, Bach to rock, and everything in between. So it's a very different model. One of the things that we bring to the table is we do have our own proprietary curriculum, which includes our proprietary arrangements of songs. And that's actually a pretty high hurdle to get over if you wanted to enter the business. We've had to spend a lot of time procuring the rights. There's so many different rights when it comes to music, whether it's lyrical rights or arrangement rights or recording rights or performance rights. So to be able to go and get that and to be able to customize that then for the type of student you have, so a beginner guitar student versus an experienced bass player, you know, definitely, could it be replicated in time? Yes. But no, we definitely have a significant head start in getting that done.
That's interesting. We're here with Brian Gross, president of Bach to Rock. And so your background, and Bach to Rock is located throughout the Maryland, Virginia area, but your background, you've done a couple things with children. Mm-hmm. Riley Ruse, a children's footwear company. And then you also did, well, not necessarily children. Oh, you also did Sylvan Learning Centers as director of business concept development. So do you think there's something unique about your ability to kind of communicate to selling products to children that you've learned?
Sure. Well, it's probably, you know, my mother was a special ed teacher, and, you know, I was an only child. I didn't have brothers and sisters growing up. So I spent a lot of time with her. I had a single working mom. So I spent a lot of time at her facility while growing up. You know, that was my after school. Instead of, you know, going to a babysitter, I would just go to her school. And I've always enjoyed children, loved children. I have three children of my own. And so I do think there's something about it that brings – that's a passion for mine. Mm-hmm. And when you do something that you're passionate about, then I do think that leads to more success. I mean, you're going to be much more successful doing something you're passionate about than something you're not. Riley Ruse is something my wife and I started. It's our own business that came just from dinner conversation. We were both marketers. She was at McCormick. I was at Procter & Gamble. You know, sort of in big Fortune 500 type companies doing marketing on big business units. Mine was a billion-dollar business. Hers was probably a $500 million business. We had our first child, and we were talking our minds work this way, that we're always thinking about new products, better ways to do things like that. And it came down to shoes. And we didn't like what we were buying for our new infant, our first child, in terms of shoes. So we invented our own. And then after about a year of sort of chicken or egg, should we really do this or not, I quit and went and did that. Same thing with Sylvan. You know, you definitely, I can relate a lot of my experiences at Sylvan to what I do today. Sylvan is a retail-based service business dealing with moms of kids in the community. You're in education space, all of that. Very translatable to what we do at Bach to Rock. The biggest difference is Sylvan, you're working in more of a remediation setting. So you have children who have low, you know, low morale, low spirits. Ours are just the opposite. We're dealing with kids that can't wait to get there. They, you know, basically break the door down when they come in to see us because it's fun, it's exciting, it's energetic. They want to be rock stars, or they want to, you know, be the next great, you know, classical pianist or whatever they want to be. But it's just a very, you know, very energizing environment.
Yeah, and there's so many ways you could go with Bach to Rock. Like, I was thinking music videos they could produce. They could do, you know, the Bach to Rock American Idol competition, right, X Factor competition, and then you get, you know, national branding. And so are you kind of in that phase of still kind of product creation, or are you now in the phase of just let's kind of get this model and keep stamping it all over?
Yeah, we have, I would say that we have two sort of trains leaving the station. One, because of the franchising side, is we have a core model. It's a core product set that we've, you know, we've become experts at over the last 4 years, and that's what we're selling to a new franchisee. But if we just stop there, when you talk about competition, being able to come in and eventually copy what you do and, you know, sort of take away some of your share, we're constantly also on a separate train thinking about what's the next great idea. So, for example, we have a DJ school that we launched in Bethesda, at our Bethesda location, and it was so successful in its first year, we're now expanding it to two more locations in 2012. Similarly, we have so much talent. We have 2,700 kids today that are going through our doors, and we have a woman who did an original album who is now selling it in limited distribution at Target. We helped her with her songwriting. We helped her with the production. We're not taking any credit for that, but down the road, we could have a recording label. We could have a talent agency.
Right, yeah.
There's so many other venues that we could get into. So yes, we're exploring all of those. And then on a product basis, while we offer jazz and classical as well as sort of the rock, there's a lot that we could do in jazz to, you know, really boost up our profile within jazz, for example.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to close with Brian asking you your overall leadership philosophy.
I think because this particular business is so people-centric. I mean, it is. It's all the way down from the classroom where it's the teacher with the student to the front desk at our school where it's the director dealing with the mom to even at the corporate level, you know, do we have the right people working with prospective franchisees? For me, my leadership style is really about hiring the right people and putting them in the right jobs. And then I guess it's my own way that I like to be treated. It's empowering them and giving them the freedom. You know, if you hired a smart person that you believe is talented and driven and motivated, the best thing you can do is get out of their way. You know, tell them where you want them to go and then let them get there. They may not take the same road you would take, but if you really hired the right person, they may actually get there in a better way than you would have. And it's having the trust to be able to do that. So that's sort of the philosophy we take from top down.
Excellent. Well, Brian, thanks for being with us here on Leaders Portfolio.
Rebecca, it was great. Thank you very much.
Best of luck with your 400 franchise plan.
Thank you.
Brian Gross here with us on Leaders Portfolio, president of Bach to Rock. I want to thank the supporters of Leadership, Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're a company that values fostering leadership growth, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.